Chapter 39. I didn't feel a thing when my buttocks landed on the cold stone floor. I was dead inside. Worse, Ben was dead. The only thought racing through my head was, it's your life to throw away, not mine. I'd tried to warn him. Yet guilt overwhelmed me. It mixed with something else. Anger. It was all my fault. I had failed.
Good dragon,
Phineas started.
You should rest, as you look absolutely horrible. I hope the High Priestess doesn't mind when she arrives any minute now. Acolytes, begin the summons.
Listless, I watched the clerics of Barnabas gather around an archway, off-center in the chamber, and begin their moans and mumbles. I felt my heart explode in my chest when the Drakus hoisted Ben's body up onto the slab altar.
I'll kill you, Phineas,
I muttered. Phineas cupped his ear, saying,
What's that?
He jabbed Fang into the stone floor by the altar.
A fine weapon. A fine piece of steel. Is it made of jacksite? I didn't even feel it go in or slide out.
He turned his attention to the archway and looked back at me.
Won't be long now, dragon. And I can't wait to see what the High Priestess has in store for you.
Smoke of many colors swirled inside the archway, pulsating with life and energy. The sound of the acolytes chanting increased in volume and tempo. I didn't care. Whoever the High Priestess was, and whatever they wanted to do with me, didn't matter. I'd failed. I'd abandoned one friend only to see another one dead. Ugh. Huffing for air, I rose to my feet. I wrapped my hands around the metal.
I'm gonna kill you, Phineas.
I wasn't supposed to kill anybody, unless it was life or death.
What about Phineas' death for Ben's life?
That was more than fair. Phineas leered at me, wringing his dirty hands together and saying,
Not even in your wildest nightmares. It's over for you, Nath Dragon.
The Drakus, no longer 2 but 10, sprang into action as something small and white skittered across the floor.
What is it?
Phineas cried out as a small white dragon leaped past his face and into the corner.
Who let it out? I'll kill one of you. Acolyte, get me those pixlin.
One broke from the group and dashed off.
Drakus, capture that dragon.
It was a long-tailed white, the same one I'd seen in the cage on my way in here. Quick and fierce, the Drakus were no match for it. One sealed off the other way out as the other three chased it around the room. It scurried, hissed, snapped, and slipped through the claws of one, then the other.
Get it, Drakus! Kill it!
Phineas screamed.
It doesn't matter how.
I jumped to my feet, pulling at the bars, fuming.
I'll not see any more of your murders, Phineas.
You'll see many more before this day is over, I assure you.
The acolyte rushed back into the room.
Well?
Phineas snapped.
Gone, Cleric Phineas.
Phineas wrung his hands and tugged at his robes, screaming at the Drakus.
You idiots! Why did you abandon those cages?
The Drakus at the door replied,
We did as you requested.
The long-tailed white flew from one side of the room to the other. Phineas stomped his feet.
Catch it! Now!
The long-tailed white locked eyes with me, and I felt a connection. It wanted the dragons free, and so did I. Phineas howled. He saw us.
Wah!
The dragon darted across the room towards me.
Stop it!
Phineas yelled. Lunging, two Drekas collided with each other, but a third caught the end of the dragon's long tail and jerked it to the ground. The dragon screeched, tiny claws digging into the stone floor, straining towards me. I reached through the bars, my arms inches away.
No!
I screamed, as another Drekas, wielding a sword, rushed over, swinging it.
Kill it!
Phineas shouted.
Kill it!